AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The House has rejected Speaker Mike Johnson's government funding bill.
On this vote, the yeas are 202, the nays are 220, two voting present. The bill is not passed.
The legislation that failed would have linked temporary government funding with a mandate that states require proof of citizenship when people register to vote. Democrats overwhelmingly oppose the measure. Lawmakers need to approve a stopgap measure to prevent a partial shutdown when the new fiscal year begins October 1st. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
The Teamsters unions declined to endorse either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris for president. Jennifer King has this one.
The Teamsters say neither candidate has sufficient support from the 1.3 million member union. Internal polling showed Donald Trump with an advantage over Harris. Trump took the non-endorsement as a win.
It was always automatic that Democrats get the Teamsters, and they said we won't endorse the Democrats this year.
The Teamsters' rebuff appeared to reflect divisions over political identity and policy that mirror the national divide. The Harris campaign has been openly pro-union and received endorsements from the AFL-CIO, the American Federation of Teachers, and the United Auto Workers. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked about the non-endorsement.
As you know, this is a president and a vice president that has fought hard for unions throughout their administration.
Teamsters President Sean O'Brien says neither candidate was able to make serious commitments to ensure the interests of working people are always put before big business. Jennifer King, Washington.
The Federal Reserve's cutting its key interest rate a half point. Chair Jerome Powell.
Our patient approach over the past year has paid dividends. Inflation is now much closer to our objective, and we have gained greater confidence that inflation is moving sustainably toward 2%.
In Lebanon, more explosions of electronic devices, this time killing at least 20, 450 wounded. Meanwhile, Israel's defense minister declared a new phase of war in remarks to troops, though he made no mention of the exploding devices. This is AP News. The Toy Hall of Fame has announced this year's finalists. Julie Walker has the list.
Balloons, trampoline, and apples to apples are part of the 12 finalists for the National Toy Hall of Fame. Spokesperson Chris Bench, who is also chief curator at the Strong Museum, says it's always been a creative list.
Whether it's something that isn't actually produced to be a toy. In 2005, we inducted the cardboard box into the National Toy Hall of Fame because of the great play qualities that boxes can have.
This year's nominees also include Choose Your Own Adventure game books, Hess toy trucks, remote-controlled vehicles, the Stick Horse, Phase 10, Sequence, Pokemon trading card game, My Little Pony figures, and Transformer figures. Expert judges and the public vote on which to induct in November. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.